I think you all know the story of the Sultan who married quite a lot of women and had the very unpleasant habit to have them killed the next morning after the wedding night. A very shortcut to Mexican divorce, it seems. But then he married Scheherazade, and she was very shrewd. She told him a story which has no ending, and he was very curious and let her live another night, and she told him this another story which had no ending. And so through 1,001 nights, she always told him stories which had no ending. And then he was so accustomed to her that they lived happily ever after. This Ravel Scheherazade, these three songs, have really nothing to do with it, with these very unpleasant men. It's only symbolic. It means storytelling. So the first story is so long and so involved that it is impossible to keep it all in mind, and I will read it to you in the translation. By the way, I was very embarrassed last time that I stumbled through these translations, and I have written out now everything, and will read it, or at least I have the feeling there are some crutches that I can depend on. So the first I will read to you. Asia, ancient marvelous country of fairy tales, where fantasy sleeps like an empress in her forest filled with mystery. Asia, I could go with the ship which is rocking this evening in the port, mysterious and lonely, and which spreads at last its violet sails like an immense bird of night in the golden sky. I could go towards the islands of flowers while listening to the song of the wayward sea with its old bewitching rhythm. I could see Damascus and the Persian cities with minarets rising airily into the sky. I could see beautiful silk turbans above black faces with shining teeth. I would like to see eyes dark with love and pupils shining with joy in faces with skins yellow as an orange. I would like to see velvet garments and robes with long fringes. I would like to see calumets held between lips fringed with white beards. I could see grasping merchants with their shifty eyes, and cadis and viziers who with a single movement of their bending finger decree life or death just as they wish. I could see Persia and India and then China, the portly mandarins beneath their sunshades, and the princesses with their delicate hands, and the scholars who dispute about poetry and beauty. I could linger at the enchanted palace and, like a foreign traveler, gaze lingeringly at countrysides painted on materials in pine wood frames with a figure in the midst of an orchard. I would like to see assassins smiling, the executioner who cuts off an innocent head with his great curved oriental saber. I would like to see beggars and queens. I would like to see roses and blood. I would like to see those who die for love or else for hate. And then, later, I would return and relate my adventure to those interested in dreams, while raising like Sinbad my old Arabian cup now and then to my lips to interrupt the tale with artistry. Like, you couldn't expect me to know all of that by heart. So, Antoinette Keat sings the first one. You to start that much more pianissimo. like in a dream. Ah, see, ah, see, ah, see. But first, absolutely pianissimo. And your expression when you sang this three Azi was a kind of almost sad, I would say. It is much more from the very beginning, from the when the introduction starts, that immediately one must feel this is a person who is transported into another world. This should be with more emotion. Je voudrais voir des yeux sombres d'amour. I mean, this is something, you sing it very beautifully, but you sing it too much in the same way. For instance, when you talk about the turbans from silk, and you talk about the eyes glowing for in love, that is a great difference. And this difference has to, and a little quicker here. Je voudrais voir les yeux. What do you say there? I don't know it. Je voudrais voir les yeux sombres d'amour et des prunelles brillantes de joie. It must be tremendous temperament in it. It's too even. Je voudrais voir tes yeux sombres. Now exactly like you have sung the other one. And Larry, I would go a little quicker here with these eyes. It is too much the same. And you talk here about love, and you want to see these glowing eyes in faces yellow like an orange. It is not only that you want to see your neighbor that he is in love. No, you want to see strange, exotic people. And it has to have in quite a different expression. And then you say you want to see beautiful silk. Yes, that is something that you, in a kind of a relaxed way, say that. I would like to see silk and long fringes. Yes, that would be nice to see that too. It is very good what you do. You sing it very beautifully, but you sing it too even. Je voudrais voir des yeux sombres d'amour. And a little quicker, the tempo should be an urge in it, urging. Even if you do something slowly, you can say, je voudrais voir des yeux sombres d'amour. But you can say, je voudrais voir des yeux sombres d'amour. It says now very slower than you did, and yet it has more life. So. Difference. First you say you want to see how an old man with a long white beard, how he smokes his pipe. And I want to see the merchants, how they betray somebody. It must be something in your eyes here. And also the voice has to change. And je voudrais voir d'après ma chance au regard louche. And then and that goes forward then. Je voudrais voir about these smoking old gentlemen.
Yeah.
characterize these les mandarins ventrus, nicht wahr? These mandarins with all the very big stomach, nicht mandarin ventru, et les princesses. Almost like a caricature, you have to do that. Les mandarins. It was very good. It's like a shiver which goes through you. Just a little movement of your body. You have courage, you can do that. You have to fill. You have to fill this music, nicht wahr? This music is you. After you have said all these things which you would like to see, beautiful and terrible, nicht wahr? That comes all back to your imagination now. And it goes through your body like a melody which you yourself have written. Very good. You know, I would breathe before avec R. I would say, pour interrompre le conte, avec R. You say, avec R. You are quite quite proud of yourself that you will tell all these stories, all these adventures, but you will not tell them in an ordinary way. You will tell them with great expression, avec art. It should have a very lovely ending. When you do it all in one, it goes to pieces. Very good, very good.